Chapter 3. Sir Thomas Dale was a very good governor. The town was lucky to have him. In 1609, he did a very good thing. He changed the law. At that time, the law said that the people of the town could not own land. Sir Thomas changed it so that they could. This made things better for the town right away. It made the white men better people. When they first came to Virginia, they were not nice people. They were rough men. People in England said that Virginia was not a good place to visit. Virginia is a bad place, a nest of rascals, loose women, cads, and evil people. It is a place of painful work, bad habits, and poor diet. Governor Dale was a soldier and wanted to see the colony improve. He was sure that the Indians would become Christians. When John Rolfe and Pocahontas had married, she had been a Christian. This success made Governor Dale decide to try and convert Pocahontas' sister. He sent Ralph Haymore, his secretary, and Thomas Savage, a boy that the Indians knew, to talk to them. They went to ask if the governor could have another one of Powhatan's daughters. Powhatan greeted Ralph and Thomas when they arrived. He hadn't seen Thomas for 4 years. The two talked about what had happened. Then they went into Powhatan's hut to talk. Powhatan's servants offered them a pipe of tobacco, which Powhatan first smoked and then passed to Ralph Haymore. Powhatan asked how Sir Thomas Dale was. Then he asked about Pocahontas and her marriage to John Rolfe. Ralph told him that his brother and his daughter were well. Pocahontas didn't want to come back and live with him. Powhatan laughed and said, "I'm very glad about that." Then they began to talk. First, there was a message of friendship from the governor. Powhatan got presents of coffee, beads, combs, fish hooks and knives and a grindstone. Then Ralph asked about Powhatan's youngest daughter. Powhatan replied with pride to the message of friendship and promised his people would keep the peace Pocahontas' marriage had brought. His youngest daughter was not there. Powhatan said that he had sold her to be the wife of another man and she had left 3 days before. Ralph didn't give up. He said that the marriage was not a problem. Powhatan could call his daughter back because she wasn't old enough to marry. The governor said he wanted to pay 3 times the price of Powhatan's daughter in beads, copper, hatchets, and many other things. Powhatan said that he loved his daughter as much as his life. He had many children, but he loved her more than the others. He said that he had to see his daughter every day. Powhatan didn't want to sell his youngest daughter to the white men. Powhatan said, "I don't need any more signs of friendship from the governor. I gave Pocahontas to the white men as a gift. When she dies, I will send a new child as a present to Jamestown." He added, "It's not very nice of the king to try and take 2 of my children at the same time. Please tell him I am his friend. I won't hurt his people or start a fight. My people won't hurt his people or fight them. Many people have died. I won't let more die in such silly fighting as long as I am chief. I am old, and I have spent most of my life fighting. I want to live in peace. I don't want to fight and then die. My people will leave instead of fighting. We will go far away as my country is very big. Ralph and Thomas stayed with Powhatan for 2 days. They came back to Jamestown with a present for John Rolfe and Pocahontas. Powhatan asked for his son and daughter to send a present to him. He told Ralph and Thomas to give a message to the governor. Powhatan said, "I hope this makes the king happy. I will move 3 days away from here if the king is unhappy, and I will not see any more Englishmen." Not long after this, in 1616, Governor Dale left Virginia and did not come back. He returned to England with John Rolfe, Pocahontas, and several other Indians. When he left, there were some problems that led to a mutiny. Tomocomo, the husband of one of Pocahontas' sisters and an advisor to her father, came with her on a pilgrimage. The ship waited in Plymouth, though England was not a good place for the Indians that came with Pocahontas. Many of them became sick and died not long after they arrived. Another became a fortune teller in Cheapside. Two of the Indian girls went on a ship to Bermuda to try and find husbands. Tomocomo had many conversations with important men in London. He educated them about his people and his land. He showed them how they danced and how the spirits had taught him to ride horses. They all thought he was a savage. Powhatan had asked Tomocomo to take a census of the people in England and tell him what they were like. At Plymouth, Tomocomo got a long stick and began to make notches in it for the people he saw. He soon gave up because there were so many people.